Let's talk about senior concerns in a positive way. Thanks to the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, we talk about what is important to know and what you can do to help spread the word to those experienced in your life. Today's topic, pretty important, the MMAP, the Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program. Thanks to you, Stephanie Hexel, NFT Outreach Specialist with the Area Agency. Good morning to you, Stephanie. Always a pleasure.
Yep, good morning.
Bob Callery, Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program Regional Coordinator at the agency. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yay. All right. Let's take it apart. Bob, beginning with you, we are talking about Medicare and Medicaid myths today. But first, who uses Medicare?
Medicare is primarily for people over the age of 65. And then also people after 2 years of receiving Social Security disability, they automatically qualify for Medicare. And then also some beneficiaries with ALS and end-stage renal disease can qualify for Medicare coverage.
And back to your title, Bob, there is this whole assistance program that you are involved with?
That is correct. MAP is a statewide volunteer program to answer Medicare questions. So within the region that I oversee of nine counties, we have 70 volunteers who help answer questions that Medicare beneficiaries have.
A lot of questions to be asked, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So what's the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? And then I bet my follow-up is basically, can people have both?
So Medicare is a entitlement program, so people, once they turn 65, can qualify for Medicare. And on the other hand, Medicaid is a needs-based program. All the Medicaid programs, or many of them, look at an individual's income and their assets in order to qualify for the program. And yes, people can have both programs. So somebody turns 65, if their income and assets meet the requirements, they can have both programs, and they can interact very well with one another. If someone qualifies for full Medicaid benefit, Medicare would pay their portion of the bill, and Medicaid would pick up the remainder.
Stephanie, bringing you into the conversation, talk about the Area Agency's in-home programs. And are those for people with Medicare or Medicaid?
Well, Area Agency on Aging receives federal, state, and local dollars. So one of the programs that we have is called the My Choice Medicaid Waiver Program. So it is a Medicaid-funded program. This is something that is available for individuals who might need more daily assistance. So it's for long-term needs, things like personal care, homemaking, maybe help with medication management, all those different ongoing needs that they might have. And this is something that a person might have both Medicare and Medicaid, like Bob indicated, but the focus here and the funding here is actually coming from Medicaid dollars.
And what's the process of getting these services?
Yeah, so My Choice Medicaid Waiver is a program, again, it's geared towards individuals who, without these services, could qualify to be in a long-term care nursing home setting. So there are some clinical medical needs that we look at to determine just what kinds of services they would require. And then there's financial requirements, which follow long-term care Medicaid guidelines. And then there's also age guidelines and service need that we would look at to determine if they're meeting the criteria. And all of that is evaluated on a case-by-case basis, as is the care and services they would receive.
Who is the evaluator on that?
That would be from Area Agency on Aging, and it's done with a nurse and social worker. So they conduct an in-person assessment to determine, one, if the person would meet the criteria for the program, and two, again, what kinds of things they would need on a regular basis.
And these services, are they only available in their home? You might have mentioned that.
Yes, so these services are offered to individuals who are in their own home, maybe the home of a loved one, and we do offer this program in some licensed assisted living settings.
On the topic of in-home care, Bob, where does Medicare play its role?
For in-home care and Medicare, the primary focus is more a short-term recovery from a injury or illness. So Medicare has its own set of rules for in-home services. There's some conditions that need to be met. The in-home service needs to be approved by a doctor with a Medicare-approved agency. Then they also need to meet some conditions such as physical therapy, speech language pathology, or occupational therapy. And these individuals need to be certified homebound also.
And our whole conversation, obviously important and applicable for West Michigan, but is this nationwide? Are these nationwide rules?
For the Medicare program, yes.
Yes, yes. What's the MAP? Tell me a little bit more, Bob, about the MAP program and how you actually do help people with their questions.
So MAP is the Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program. For people who want our phone number, if they receive their Medicare and U-book each year in the fall, if you flip that book over, there's a 1-800 number right in the middle on the back of that booklet, and that's our phone number. And so we're a volunteer program. As I mentioned earlier, we have 70 volunteers within our region. So people call that phone number, and depending on which county you live in, you are directed to your local MAP counselor who can answer all types of Medicare questions and Medicaid questions that a individual might have.
I imagine you're going to recommend that if we have a question, ask.
Absolutely.
Tell us more about the funding, if you would, Stephanie. How does Medicare, Medicaid actually pay for the services?
So we talked about My Choice Medicaid Waiver as an in-home care program. And again, we have to do an evaluation process, which is our nurse and social worker doing the assessment with the potential participant. And part of that is determining if they have the correct insurance, the Medicaid insurance. And we could help them apply for that too if they don't have that, but they're eligible. And part of the assessment is also looking again at those clinical needs, the day-to-day services they would require. So that would be what would determine if they would meet the criteria for the program. If they have Medicare already, that's great, and we want them to keep that insurance. And that doesn't really affect the services they would receive in our program, but rather once they qualify, it's Medicaid dollars that are helping to pay for those things, like we talked about, personal care, homemaking, medication management, meals, different things like that to help them stay as independent as they can be.
We are getting older, right? Mm-hmm. Is there ever a worry that funds won't be there for those of us who turn 65 10 or 20 years from now? Just an off-the-cuff question?
At this point in time, especially in terms of the in-home care programs that Area Agency offers, we are trying to be very responsible to make sure we're utilizing those funds with the budget we're receiving and ensuring that we're reaching as many people as possible. There is statewide and probably nationwide a big push to help people stay at home and use Medicaid funds to help with that independence rather than have somebody reside in a nursing home when maybe that's not even their goal anyways. So these funds are there specifically for that.
Bob, do you need any more volunteers in the program to assist?
We're always looking for new volunteers. MAP is a unique volunteer experience. Lots of ongoing training, a real commitment, and the volunteers that we have, they have a great passion for what they do, and so we're always looking for those unique individuals who share that passion to help other Medicare beneficiaries.
Good. And you mentioned starting Medicare at age 65. Does that start officially on a birthday, 65? How does that actually work? Or your year of?
For the initial enrollment into Medicare, for someone aging into the program, Medicare, the initial enrollment period is the birthday month, so the first day of that month, and then you can select a plan either in that month or the 3 months before or the 3 months after, but they do operate on the first of the month.
Bottom line, if you have a question, give you a call.
Yes.
Stephanie, your final words?
I think we are in a situation where people have a lot of questions. They're confused about Medicare. They're confused about Medicaid. And then we add in another program, My Choice Medicaid Waiver, which can also be very confusing. So I would agree with that bottom line. If there's any questions, call. Or if somebody thinks they might be eligible for a program, to just talk and discuss their unique situation so we can help them determine what's going to be most applicable to them.
So, final word. How can someone find out if they qualify for these in-home care programs?
The best thing to do would be calling Area Agency on Aging, and so our main number is 616-456-5664, and whenever somebody calls, which it can be an individual calling for themselves, or it could be a family member, friend, or other caregiver calling on behalf of somebody, yep. whenever somebody calls, they would be directed to speak to an information and assistance worker. And we'll just go through more questions about what's prompting the call and what's going on for them currently. And that would help identify what services they might be eligible for.
Great. Bob, your final word.
When I have questions on these Medicaid programs, I talk to those intake workers, the information and referral workers right down the hall from me at the Area Agency on Aging. Those staff, they know a lot of information. So if I don't know something, that's who I go to.
AAAWM.org for more information as well. Stephanie, thank you very much. Hexel and Bob Callery on behalf of the Area Agency. Appreciate your good words. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.